to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. Today we are going to speak concerning the ministries of Jesus Christ. So we are going to read from the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, from verse 1. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Praise the Lord. See, Jesus was teaching on the mountain about different things, very basic stuff to his disciples and the other listeners. It's which we called the Sermon on the Mount, Sermon on the Mountain. Jesus talked to people for a lengthy time. Then he was coming down from the mountain. There come this leper. Leprosy was very prevalent at the time of Jesus when we see in the Gospels. We can see that the lepers has been outcasted. They cannot be in the public, in the society, because it's a disease which spread so fast that no one wanted to receive leprosy. So it's a disease which causes very bad odor from the body parts are getting decayed and passing out of the body or is breaking off. And it is something that in the Old Testament time, that person is considered unholy, that they cannot come into the society. So they lived outside the city or outside the gates of the city. Now, however, this one leper who heard the arrival of Jesus Christ and he came into the city, I am sure he wanted to fall before Jesus Christ. So, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Here we see the leper has so much faith in Jesus Christ that he believed that the leprosy is such a disease that no treatment and no one can heal them, but he believed that Jesus can do it. And Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. See, now you see that no one likes to touch a leper. They are afraid they will pass on the leprosy bacteria on their body, so nobody would like to touch a leper. So in any case, Jesus, having all the power on every disease or sickness, since being the Son of God, he can heal. He has the courage. He has the power over sickness and diseases. So he touched the man and he said, "I am willing." See, this Christ Jesus, the great I am that I am, he telling him, "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a just testimony to them. Now, yes, Jesus healed him, but he understand he healed, and the patient or the leper also, and the crowd standing by, they see that leprosy has gone from his body. But Jesus commanded him, look, you don't tell anyone, but you should go to the priest. See, why would Jesus want him go back to the priest? Well, it is a customary, or it's a societal law given by God, that any leper, when he get cleansed, he need to be approved that he is healed. God gave a law to Moses how they, the priest, need to test the leprosy, that it has been gone or it is still in his body. God has given certain directions and work to do with the leper, that he will see he can be declared completely healed or he is cured. So that is a commandment God has given, and without that commandment, this person cannot be accepted back into the society. Now, Jesus knows the law. He is not standing by there, look, I am the God and I decided and I am telling him healed, so we want him to be accepted. No, Jesus wants the law to be fulfilled. One of the reason Christ came, he fulfilled the law. He came to save the sinners. He take us out of the bondage of Satan. He came to establish the kingdom. All those are right. But again, he wanted to make sure the law given through Moses is to be fulfilled. So in order that person has to be accepted back in the society, the Moses, like it's the people who need to accept him. In order for that, they need to be accepted by the priest first. So this is the law by Moses. Now, why would someone think that Jesus came to take the laws away? Someone one time mentioned to me that, well, didn't Jesus come and he removed the law Moses has given? Now, even the accusers of Jesus, they have talked about Jesus, that he came and changed the Moses law into the Sanhedrin when he was interrogated by the Sanhedrin and the high priest. But basically, that was a false testimony. Two men came and testified, but their testimony did not come together because they were saying something which doesn't go along with each other. And they were false testimony. Praise God. Now, Jesus did not come to remove the law. He came to fulfill the law. Now, we can see that Jesus Christ in his ministry, he came to heal the sick, cast out the demons, right, and make things right for people. We can read this in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. When you go to Isaiah chapter 61, it's written in the book of chapter 61 that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Who is this person saying on me? This is the Lord God Jesus, who was in the Father in heaven, and he is speaking through prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is speaking through Isaiah about his own ministry, Jesus' ministry. It says, Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, which means the Lord God Father has appointed Jesus Christ and anointed him, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. The good news is the message of salvation, which is what Jesus came and he said, Repent, the time is at hand, the kingdom of God is here. So because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Now what is the word poor here? Now, well, if you go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, Jesus taught this information to the people and his disciple. It says here, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. See, you had to be poor in spirit to receive the heavenly kingdom and the blessings of the kingdom. See, someone who is rich, you don't need anything. See, nobody wants to offer too much stuff or money to a person who already has enough. He's a rich in his spiritual life. If you are rich in spirit, you don't need any more blessings. So, blessed is the poor. We have to be poor in the spirit. We don't make ourselves poor, but he humbled down before God, which means we need more spiritual gift from God or spiritual blessings. So, poor in spirit. So, there is one thing about the poor, which means you are needy. You need. You have to have a needy type of attitude when you come to God. You need to receive from God. You can never be completely everything in you until you reach heaven. But here, you need more from God. God, give me more. Give me bless. Give me help me. Give me your spirit. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said in chapter 61 of Isaiah, through the spirit of himself, his spirit, speaking through Isaiah, he says, He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. See, God wants to heal the brokenhearted. If you have no complaint, no problem, you don't need a doctor. It's like you need a doctor when you are sick, when you are broken. Your body, your health conditions are worsened, you need a doctor. Here, spiritual healing is completely needed. He sent to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives. The captives of Satan. Satan has cheated and corrupted the whole universe, the whole world. He has lied to every place. Satan gave false information. He talks against God. He is always against God's will. So, God, Jesus, here to proclaim the freedom of the captives, those who Satan has been captivated. Now, how do you know you are captivated? Well, until you accept Jesus Christ and surrender your life to God, you are captive of Satan. You are a slave of Satan. If you do sin, if you do sinful things, you are Satan's captive. And he make you to do evil, evil every single day. Your desires is just to get evil things to do, to pollute your body with smoking and drinking and alcoholism and many other diseases, sexual immorality, prostitution, like jealous, hatred, anger, like so many of the disease spiritually that you need to be redeemed from. So you don't need to be a captive of Satan. You have to be liberated by the power of Jesus Christ. That only can happen by once you believe in Jesus. Now, release from the darkness of the darkness for the prisoners. See, we are one time prisoners of Satan. Satan has all the negatives, all the evil things in him, and he passed it on to human being when they have sinned and they disobeyed God. And we have disobedience, we have jealous, we have hatred, we have anger. So everything we do in our life that is against God's will belong to the Satan, and we are his prisoners. Now, verse 2, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. You know, people have pain and sufferings. They mourn every day because of failures, because of financial struggle, because of their diseases or sickness, because of the love affair or whatever love they had, they lost, somebody cheated, and always some problem with them. Everything is in difficult conditions. People mourn for pain, mental, physical, emotional, and those things, and provide those who grieve in Zion. Zion is, we are talking concerning the Zion in Israel, the Mount Zion, where the Israel, Jerusalem, praise God, everyone, people who mourn in Zion, in the captivity time, when they were captives under other nations, even they were suppressed by other nations. Even when they lived in their own nation in Zion, they were suppressed. They grieved. So something the Lord wanted to deliver them. Everyone needs deliverance. There's no one person in the world who has no need of deliverance. Everyone needs deliverance. Because we spiritually became under the power of Satan, spiritually. And it affected our physical life, our emotional life, our family life, our children's life, everyone's life, as a community's life, as a nation. Everyone have been grieving for from deliverance. In order to get some deliverance from the oppression. You know, sometimes people don't understand their oppression and the suffering is because they did not give up the Lucifer's ideas. They thought it's temporary, it is a joy, it's gladness to enjoy the world, to have some fun with people, and everything they were done, they were sinning against God, and they finally ended up in great dangerous conditions. So the grievances, even when you have sinned, even when we have been wrong many times, Lord Jesus came and he died for our punishment. He took our punishment. He taken our pain and sufferings, and he went upon the cross. He suffered our judgment, which was supposed to be on us. And Jesus released us from the burdens of sin, that once you believe in him, you will have eternal life. Now we see that Jesus Christ is the only one who can forgive sins. God forgive your sins through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we are talking about faith here. This man with a leprosy whose faith has healed him. Now, right after that, a man with a lot of power, his name, he is a centurion, a man of 100 soldiers, officer. And when Jesus entered Capernaum, which is the neighboring city, neighboring town in Galilee, territory, and the centurion came to him and asked for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. Praise God. You see, Jesus is always available, is always ready to heal anyone who needs. Right now, anybody listening, you are looking for some healing? Please have your mind and your soul prepared for that. Well, we pray at the end of this message, you will have opportunity to submit for your healing. Even now, praise the Lord. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. You see, the centurion understand his home is not a place where somebody like Jesus can come in. This is the very honorable, respected Lord God. He believed in him as a rabbi, or at least as a man of respect, that he don't want him to come to his house because he is not prepared as a holy man or a holy house or a Jewish house with a system that a rabbi can come in. So he says, look, all you have to do is say a word. My servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Praise the Lord. So this is such a faith in God. This is the thing that helps us. When we believe, when we have the faith in Jesus Christ, we have our need has been taken care of by God. Today, if you are looking for support, looking for help, looking for any kind of deliverance, you just have to surrender something yourself. Just, Lord, I need my healing. I am looking for your help. I need you this moment. Please help me. Please help me, Lord. When you say that and when you have that in your heart, the Lord will necessarily, definitely will listen to your situation. God, he is available all the time. The Lord Jesus, not present in the earth physically right now, but he is here in spirit. His presence is here. His servants are here. We are talking about him, and we are talking about his kingdom. We are talking about the Lord Jesus. He is the healer. He is the redeemer and the deliverer. He came to this earth to save us from our sins. Not only from our sins, he saves us from our eternal damnation, which means we will not have to go to get punished for our sins. We will have a peace eternally with Jesus Christ, because our Lord Jesus, he is forgiving, and God always forgives us. Many times, men and women, they turn their back at God and they walk away and they say, well, my sins are too many and no one can forgive me. I have done more guilt than anyone else. No, there is no such thing. When Jesus forgives, when God forgives, he never asked how many times you have sinned and how many times you have done this or that. All sins will be forgiven, and all the diseases can be healed by the mighty power of Jesus Christ. Today our Lord is here. His presence is with us. And when we ask him, and he will give us this ministry of healing. Let's take a moment right now. You prepare yourself, your heart, and you're ready to accept this healing while we pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you that anyone listening right now, this early morning, and also in the afternoon, that we ask you to listen to their prayers. We ask him for healing. We ask him for deliverance from diseases and sickness. Doesn't matter if it's a tumor or cancer or breathing trouble or headache or any diseases, any sickness, no matter what it is. Jesus' name, we pray that you send the healing. The word says, Bible says, that he sent his word and healed his people. You accept him today, Jesus Christ. Lord, we accept you. Forgive our sins. Cleanse me and purify me. Make me your child. We believe that Jesus died for us. And we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, if you'd like to hear more about my ministry, you can email to me at P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV as Victor at gmail.com. Or you want to address 2960 Southwest MAP Road, MAPP Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. You can also send your gift or donations to 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076, Life Eternal Ministries. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you.
Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Hey! Luann! Revival's in the air.
I know, Kellyanne. The kingdom of God is here. We are so excited to invite you to join us every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO for Kingdom Recovery.
A cutting-edge program where we will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power.
Can't wait to see you there.
It's so exciting. Revival's in the air.
He's better than you dream.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.